Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my nigga? It's PSA Podcast. Salutations to all. Just want to do a quick recap for y'all, man. JC and New Jersey Twerk. Seen a lot of talking about this particular battle. I'm seeing conflicting emotions about this battle. I'm seeing some people. I feel like when the pay-per-view was going on, that the general consensus was that Twerk won. Then I've seen some people saying, well, now that he got to watch the battle, the people that did not get to order the pay-per-view, so to speak, they get to watch the battle. And now I'm seeing people saying JC 2-1. When this battle popped off, I believe I had picked JC going into the battle, I should say. Small room environment. Round one. Let's get right into this, man. JC, I thought JC came out the gate swinging. Welcome to my turf, Twerk. See, Twerk. Turf is usually the stage, but these polls won't be in his favor. That was cool. The Twerk player's ball line was cool. The core progression line was all right. Bigger nine. Nah, he got the 4-5. Simplify it. Then we blacken where we more out gentrify it or something. That shit was dope. The high school dance Twerk line was cool. Being in the hood, don't cover them lines. The smack, want to be in front of the camera angle, that was okay. The Midwest Miles Davis line was cool. The high school dance Twerk line was solid. JC's first round was solid. I thought it was cool. I don't want to be petty guy here and say I've heard better JC, but I thought his first round was solid. I thought it was beatable, to be honest with y'all. I thought it was beatable, even though, you know, he had lines here and there. I don't think there was a real haymaker in the first round from JC where it was like, wow, I did the jazz face. Like, the lines were good, but nothing that really stood out to me like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Solid round by JC. Round one, Twerk. The court, I stood firm. District attorney passed the ball line was clever. Now that I know you veterans better, it's no more praise for my idols. And I think, Twerk, you have to have that mentality, my G. When you're telling JC, now that I know you're veterans, now that I know you veterans better, it's no more praise for my idols. Like, you got to look at this, y'all. You watch battle rap for how many years, and you finally get to sit at the cool table with guys that you've been watching for how many years. And even though you've been maybe writing rhymes for maybe music or stuff like that, and you decide you want to battle, and you're battling a dude that you've seen battle for how many years? Let's be real. JC is a veteran. Twerk is not a veteran. JC is clearly the veteran in this particular battle. Let's be clear on that. I'm the game changer. Even at your burials with guns, you still in a grave danger? That was crazy. The bulldog kicking like it's an itchy spotline was cool. And not to point out the obvious, but, man, the height difference with Twerk and JC, it just doesn't look right, man. You know, like, if JC was on a basketball court with me, I'd post that nigga up, man. I'm 6'3". JC got to be about 5'5". Like, you know what I mean? The way Twerk was hovering over him and doing the gun gestures over him, man. Jesus, man. And this is where shit went left. I thought Twerk was doing his thing, voice projection, demanding the space and demanding JC space. But stumbleitis came into play in this round. And I felt, Twerk, you didn't finish clean. And you looked a little pissed off. Like, he knew he lost his Chris Brown with the dance moves, so to speak. Round one, I got to give it to JC. I got to give JC the first round. I'm not taking nothing away from Twerk. I just felt JC round was cleaner. And I'm not trying to be petty guy once again and deduct mad points off Twerk's first round, but I thought JC got the first round. Now, I'm not taking nothing away from Torque's first round. Do not get it twisted, y'all. Round two, JC, I reinvent myself for a few reasons. New seasons, got him facing the barrel, staring down at the text like he's proofreading. That was dope. It's really no place for Torque on a totem pole. That line was solid. I can't front, JC. The Easter suit line was solid. JC also caught some of Lydus also, man. The Owen Hart line was okay. I don't know how many times I'm going to hear an Owen Hart line. Do we put the Owen Hart lines with the defeat lines and the Juice references and the Martin Lawrence comedy show references? I don't know. You niggas tell me. The Fetty Wap line was okay. The only way to test a nigga will in the only way to test a nigga will in the spirit is to hang these niggas' jerseys while he's still on the court. But that was solid. The shorty seeing the strap and ran into the house angle, JC, didn't really do it for me. I thought JC was okay. It was hit and miss. I didn't think he had one big haymaker where I made the jazz face also. But it was a solid round from JC. Round two, Torque, a little aggressive in this round. Torque, the way you ran up on JC and damn near bumped him and all that, I believe you to be an amazing writer, but the facades that come with it, I'm not in tune. You hear sometimes when guys rap and the believability, I guess, aspect is what Torque is talking about. Felt like the young boy Torque went out of his way to critique JC's URL homecoming, so to speak, since he's been back on URL. I'm on to you since you've been back. You've been killing, bruh. And yet and still, they haven't given you one veteran. That is true. Well, is T-Top a veteran, though? T-Top, what do y'all consider T-Top? What do we consider T-Top right now? Because JC and T-Top battled. Is T-Top a veteran right now? Like, leave comments on the bottom. Comment, boys. T-Top, what is T-Top? I mean, listen, I hate the mid-tier PG top-tier talk, but there's levels to this, nah. The narcoleptic line was crazy. Had the double barrel shotgun, saw the weapon, stomach shot. That's for anybody. Small intestine. That was the haymaker for me in this round. Even JC gave it up to that particular line. The nigga Torque energy, man. His energy's on a fucking... Man, that nigga energy's out there, man. With blind anger, I can't seem to get my mind made up. Mac 11, Deuce 4-5, the tiebreaker. Like, the way he said that shit is just... Might not be a crazy line, but the way he said that, with blind anger, I can't seem to keep my mind made up. Mac 11, Deuce 4-5, the tiebreaker of that. Just the way he said that shit. The Torque was on one on this particular round, man. The bouncing was there. The jeans faded. Glory line was dope. Let me ask y'all a question, man. Was Danny Myers a little extra when Torque was rapping, though? Just a little bit. And for my new niggas coming in, I can catapult y'all. I'm the one cultivating the soil for agriculture. I mean, let's be real, man. Torque is the new guy. He is leading the charge for the new talent. We can't deny that. Whether you niggas want to deny it or not, this man's about to battle Averb, man. Let's call it what it is. I mean, his resume is looking good for a guy that's not been here for 2 years, 2-3 years. You know what I mean? This round, I got Torque winning this round. I got Torque taking round two. Round three, JC, the main event, Gucci marriage line, didn't really do it for me. If anybody say I'm anything less than, I resent this shit. I don't even talk to dummies. I'm not a ventriloquist. I just chill. It's a habit. It's the sauce. I pack it. I kind of meant it. That was crazy. That was crazy. The Mace pass, the rapping line was okay. His soul catch a direct flight. Party line was solid. Some parts in this round wasn't clean. The INE line was solid. The Thriller line was solid. And it's me, the Crypt Keeper. Y'all hear Twerk and think he was a quick keeper and send him to the only nigga who wear a hood more than the Grim Reaper. That line was solid. Solid. It was okay round by JC. Round three, Twerk. Chest shot, leaving JC dancing. A Jubileum. That was solid. The Jesus Christ, Julius Caesar line was solid. The 5 second line was solid. The Save the Last Dance was okay. Sideways, the gun talk to the back of your dome. The pistol squeezing. The shot perfect, but how you can criticize the form if you don't see it? That was crazy. Bad to the bone, like tendonitis. It was a solid round, I thought, from Twerk. I thought he yelled too much for me in this particular round. I got Twerk winning this battle 2-1, y'all. I got Twerk winning this 2-1. JC, I'm glad to see, and I say this respectfully, JC, I have concerns that I'm worried about you getting the DNA treatment. And when I say the DNA treatment in the sense of the fans, I don't want the fans to get tired of you. We all lobbied for you to get back on URL because of your previous battles that you had on RBE. Let's keep it real, man. URL called this man because of his battles that he had on RBE when he was out here doing his fuck izzle. Twerk, I'll say you won this battle. My concern with you going into the Aver battle, sir, is the stumbleitis, not finishing your battles clean and stuff like that. I don't want no choking. All in all, it was a solid battle. It was okay. So that's what it is, man. I got Twerk 2-1, round 1 JC, and round 2 and 3. I got Twerk, man. Holler at your boy, PSA Podcast. 1.